Okay, today we are continuing in the very last parak of Maseches Shkalim, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin, the second and third to last Mishnayos in the Masechta. So we're again Parakhes Mishnah Vav. Now the Din Midah Raisa is that any parts of Kachi Kachim Karbanos, Kachi Kachim means Olachatos or Asham, that became pasul has to be burned inside the Azara. That means even if meat of a Kachi Kachim became Tamei. But there were certain cases where the Chachamim said that Tamei meat should be burnt outside of the Azara in order to avoid having more Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash or keeping Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash for too long. So these two Mishnayos that we're going to learn today talk about when Tamei meat is burnt in the Azara and when is it burnt outside of the Azara. What are the rules that govern when the Chachamim decided that it should be burnt inside the Azara and when to be burnt outside the Azara? So, Basar Kachi Kachim Shenitma. If you have Kachi Kachim meat that became Tamei, Bein Ba'avatuma, Bein Bevladatuma, whether it became Tamei with an Avatuma, which would make it Tamei Midaraisa, or whether it became Tamei with a Vlad Hatuma, which would mean that it's only Tamei Midarabanan, meaning if it touched a Kli that had touched a Tamei liquid, so the liquid itself can make a Kli Tamei, only Midarabanan. So the meat is now only going to be Tamei Midarabanan. Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz, whether it became Tamei while it was inside the Azara or outside the Azara. Beishamei Omrim, Hakol Yisaref Bifnim. Everything that's burnt inside the Azara, even though that will mean that the meat has to actually be brought from the outside into the Azara in order to burn it. Or if it's already in the Azara, it means you're going to have to keep something Tamei in the Azara for longer in order to burn it. Chutz, Mishanitma Bavatoma B'chutz. The only exception to that would be if it's Tamei Midaoraisa and it's currently situated outside of the Azara. That's the only case. You cannot take something that is Tamei Midaoraisa and is outside of the Azara and bring it into the Azara. What you can do is take something that's Tamei Midaoraisa Rabbanan outside of the Azara and bring it into the Azara. You could have something that's Tamei Midaraisa that's in the Azara and leave it in the Azara in order to burn it. That's the Shita of Beis Shammai. Ubeisil Omrim Hakol Yisarif Bachutz. Beisil says, no, get everything out of the Azara to burn it. Chutz Mishanitma Bevladatum Bifnim. Unless you have both factors going in the other direction, meaning namely that it's only a Tuma Midrabanan anyway, and it's already in the Azara anyway. That's the only time you're going to leave it in the Azara. Every other situation, you're going to want to get it out of the Azara. Now, Mishnah Zayin continues the discussion that we started about where to burn these Tamei meats, and it has two more shitos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eshenitma Ba'avatom Ben Bifnim Be'Mechutz Yisarif Bechutz. It all depends on whether it became Tamei Midaraisa or Tamei Midarabanan. If it was Tamei Midaraisa, you burn it outside of the Azara. And if it's only Tamei Midrabanan, regardless of where it became Tamei, you burn it inside the Azara. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Makom Tumaso, Sham Srefaso. Rabbi Akiva also says that there's only one factor over here, but it's the other factor. It's where did it become Tamei? Wherever it became Tamei, that's where you burn it. So if it became Tamei in the Azara, whether it's Tumad Harais or Tumad Rabbanan, you burn it in the Azara, it became Tamei outside of the Azara, whether it's Tumad Harais or Tumad Rabbanan, you burn it outside of the Azara. So a very simple summary of what we learned today. It's all one case, right? We're discussing what happens if Kachi Kachi meat, needs to be burnt. Where do you burn it? So we had four shitos, and all four shitos had to contend with two factors. The two factors are, is the Tumah D'oraisa D'rabbanan, and where did the Tumah occur? So Beis Shammai says that the only time you're ever going to burn something outside of the Azara is if it became Tamei Midaoraisa and the Tumah happened outside of the Azara. All three other possibilities, you burn it in the Azara. Beis Hillel says, no, the only time you're going to burn it in the Azara is if it had two factors pointing in that direction, that it became only Tamei Midrabanan and it became Tamei in the Azara. Rabbi Eliezer had said that I don't care if it's Tamei Darais, Tamei Darabanan, that I don't care if it's if it got Tamei inside or outside the Azara, I only care whether it's Tamei Darais or Tamei Darabanan. Tamei Darais gets burnt outside of the Azara, Tamei Darabanan gets burnt inside of the Azara. And Rabbi Akiva had said that that I only care about where it became Tameh. I'm not interested in whether it's Tumah Daraisa or Tumah Darabanan. Wherever it became Tameh, that's where you are going to burn it. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, which is the final Mishnah of Maseches Shkalim.